The Venuti String Quartet is made up of some of the most sought-after musicians in Toronto. Their members frequently perform with many of the major orchestral ensembles in Toronto, including the TSO, the Canadian Opera Company, the National Ballet of Canada, and Tafel Music. It's great classical repertoire, but also jazz, contemporary, many other genres. Their violinist, Drew Jarecka, also composes and arranges for the quartet. And the ensemble is Rebecca Wolkstein at the violin, Drew Jarecka, violinist, Shannon Knights at the viola, and Amal Arulanandam at the cello. Now, the Venuti String Quartet's debut album, Ravel Jarecka, is being celebrated. This album combines the original composition of Grammy-nominated multi-instrumentalist producer, arranger, and composer Drew Jarecka, paired with one of his great inspirations, the beautiful and dynamic quartet of Maurice Ravel, on this 150th anniversary celebration of Ravel this year. This Friday, February 28th, a CD release party is happening at Hughes Room in Toronto's East End, a great spot to see a concert. That's 296 Broadview Avenue. That's right. It's in the East End now. VenutiStringQuartet.com or HughesRoomLive.com to pick up tickets and learn more. Rebecca, Drew, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Great to be with you both. You have many ensembles together. Tell me about this one. What defines this one in your minds?
Actually, this is the ensemble that we've been playing together in the longest.
I don't know if I knew that, because, of course, there's Schmaltz and Pepper,
right,
and Peadora and different ensembles that you've had over the years. But this is the long-running one.
Yeah, it hasn't always been our primary focus, but it has been the group that we started the longest ago together when we weren't really playing together that often.
Right.
Rebecca was mostly doing classical orchestral work, and I was mostly a jazz musician, still playing with Jeff Healey's Jazz Wizards,
right,
and touring.
I remember those days.
Yeah, that was
this
fun.
Young upstart who was arriving on everybody's radar. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, and so it was long enough ago that actually we started this group because we wanted a classical project. We both love string quartet as a medium and the ensemble, and we wanted an opportunity to play some chamber music with our friends and just make some great music. People that we work with a lot and have a lot of comfort with.
Rebecca, was the draw that it was a classical ensemble, or that there could be a little experimentation within it? What was the thinking with the genesis of putting it together?
I think I just always loved string quartet repertoire.
Right.
So I had so many string quartets that I never got a chance to play in college. And slowly, year after year, I've been checking them off. And we became more versatile as an ensemble over the years. And now with Drew writing an incredible string quartet for us and lots of jazz arrangements, and I've done some arrangements of Balkan music, and it's morphed into something beyond just a classical string quartet.
Yeah. What's exciting is after all this time, this is the first recording, is that right?
This is the first recording,
yeah.
And it's of a piece that took an inordinately long time to complete also.
I do know people who've seen you on airplanes, and they say that you use every second that you have of
yes,
that extra time to make sure that you're always composing. The pen keeps moving, the computer keeps going, is that right?
I love writing on airplanes. Actually, I'm going to be on an airplane tomorrow and have two arrangements for Piadora that I've planned to write on those planes. Yeah, it's one of the places where I can sit and focus, forced focus of a type that doesn't exist maybe anywhere else in my life.
Well, I love that. That is a very good use of plane time. It's, for me, it's, you know, a lot of action movies. For you, you're actually getting work done, which is nice to see. So, by the way, if you are just joining us, this very ensemble, the Venuti String Quartet, is going to be performing this Friday, February 28th, CD release concert happening at the wonderful Hughes Room, which is now in Toronto's East End, 296 Broadview Avenue. It's becoming quite popular. Lots of classical concerts there of late. And if you'd like to pick up tickets, HughesRoomLive.com or VenutiStringQuartet.com. It is Rebecca Wolkstein and Drew Jarecka with us right now. Talk to us about how this record came together, pairing a piece that you have composed with this Ravel. What was that marriage all about?
Well, my piece is something that's grown over a long period of time. I wrote the last movement first, and it's this fast, swingy number, and I wrote it intending to meld two of my loves, which is the string quartet as an instrument and the way that the textures work and the way that the instruments interact with one another and the way that you can use these classical instruments and some of these classical techniques to create something that feels like a jazz rhythm section or feels like a groove of some way. So
I would just talk about how unique it is for someone to write a new string quartet that's accessible. Not only that, but it requires all of our chamber music skills and then more, because Drew's taking these wicked jazz violin solos. So it requires a group that has somebody who can really solo.
I was trying to mirror Ravel's accessibility in my piece, I think. I love the fact that it's always been accessible. Even though it's complex and beautiful and challenging, it's also easy to listen to and easy to get drawn into, which is unique in modern music. I wrote this fast swing and sort of made notes on what I wanted to do for the other movements and then thought no more about it. And Rebecca, I have to give her credit for not forgetting that I should be finishing the rest of this piece for about 8 years until she finally just said, you know, just make the time to do it.
And we should point out, you two are a couple, so you just went into the drawer and pulled out the paper and said,
that's right.
Don't forget about this.
That's right. It's hard. I mean, her reminders are particularly potent because she lives in my house live in her house. So
I love it. Let's listen to a moment right now. Very diverse there, the fourth movement of this quartet from the incredible Drew Tureka, the fast swing right there, and that is part of this CD. It's also part of what's going to be happening at this CD release concert this Friday, Toronto's East End, of course, Hughes Room, 296 Broadview Avenue. All right, so it is the 150th anniversary of Maurice Ravel here in 2025. We're suddenly getting an influx of Ravel concerts and recordings. Tell me that was done on purpose, or did you just kind of luck out here?
I wish that I could tell you that we were trying to target his birthday, but both Rebecca and I have loved the Ravel String Quartet for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I can actually remember when I was in high school and was at what was then called the Glenn Gould School Young Artist Program at the Conservatory, asking to play that piece with a chamber music group and being told that I was not yet mature enough to play it. And so it's been on my mind. It's just such a beautiful piece. And so Rebecca and I actually played it together before we had created the Venuti String Quartet in a summer program.
I was about to ask, how familiar are you with this piece before the recording?
Yeah, we played it, gosh,
Colorado Springs, I think.
Yeah.
We did it on a summer program when we were in university together. And then it's been a piece that we have worked up a couple of times during the lifetime of the Venuti Ensemble. It really was an inspiration for me in writing my piece because Ravel crosses genres from a very different perspective of over 100 years ago, but he was influenced by all of these different styles of music that were being exposed from American music and jazz and blues to different Asian styles of music and things from all over the place. And so Ravel wrote this piece that broke open traditional harmony in his own unique way.
I think that's why we still talk about him as much as we do. And now with the extra anniversary, it's a real great year for Ravel. I mean, what are your reflections on performing this piece and recording it? How does it feel in the quartet?
It's such a beautiful piece of music, the harmony and the melody, how they come together, the textures. And so it just feels like a real gift every time we get the opportunity to come back and reacquaint ourselves once again. And it always provides lots of challenges to get that sparkly sound that you want on the first violin part. And everybody in the group has very strong opinions about everybody else's part. We have lots of fun in rehearsal working through all of our favorite moments and trying to make them as perfect as we can. And
just the right amount of agitation between the players, right? To kind of push it in the right direction, create that momentum.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually managed to have a lot of fun with that. I think everyone takes criticism well and gives criticism well. So our rehearsals are productive and enjoyable.
This is the Ravel from the new recording, the Venuti String Quartet. Thank you. the Venuti String Quartet's debut album, Ravel Jureka, and we just heard the Ravel right there, the quartet. Once again, that concert happening this Friday. You must be excited to be in Hugh's Room. This is an interesting venue for you folks.
It's a great venue.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to play there when it was on the West End. So many times with so many different people, but always jazz and blues. And it's been really wonderful to see it rise again.
I know. What a gift out of the ashes, for sure.
It's cool. And Toronto needs these arts-focused organizations that want to put on concerts and want to be experimenting. I mean, I really admire the fact that they are trying to branch out into different styles of music. The new hall is quite beautiful.
It is quite beautiful. EastEnders this Friday, and of course anywhere you are in the GTA or Southern Ontario, for sure have a look at hughesroomlive.com. It's this Friday, February 28th, CD release concert, 296 Broadview Avenue. And Rebecca Wolkstein, Drew Jureka, thanks to you both. It's been a lot of fun to catch up with you, hear about this quartet, and hear about this album. And congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. It's always great to be here.
Thank you so much.
And that's our look at the arts here on the New Classical FM. Mark Wigmore with you.